This is Morning Edition from NPR on WGLT and WGLT.org. Even minor acts of racism and race-based threats can be traumatic, and sometimes they're worse than they first seem. Brandon Thornton has taught at Bloomington High School for 9 years. Thornton had an unusual interaction with his neighbor recently. He talks about it with student reporter Darnisha Mitchell for WGLT's series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. Thornton says at first he didn't think much of the incident, but after friends reminded him that he's the only black person on the block, he realized it was more serious than it first seemed.
It started out as her just, you know, telling me to take care of my lawn with offhand comments over the fence. And then one day she knocked on my door and I let her in and we were just talking normally, like, hey, how are things going? And then she mentioned that she had fallen down trying to put up borders on the fence to prevent my weeds from growing into her lawn. I don't even have weeds by the fence. Was saying how, like, you know, we're friends and how she stands up for me. And how neighbors have been talking, and they're concerned with the number of people I have in and out of my house. People are talking, they think you're dealing drugs, and I always tell them, you're not, you're a teacher. But, you know, I can make things really hard for you, is the exact words she said. After that moment, the anxiety was really high, because I'm not in a position where I can live alone. I have roommates, and so I was always, ever since then, like, caught between this, like, what, do I evict my roommates and try to make it work so these rumors can stop, knowing that I'm pretty sure she made those rumors up. But she used that to kind of, like, scare me, really. And then her whole thing was, as long as I promise to get someone to come look at my yard, she won't make things hard for me. So now I have Weed Man coming, and it's just like, wow, I'm spending more money that I don't have to appease a neighbor who doesn't feel comfortable for whatever reason. And she said it's because of my yard, but, like, is it?
Yeah. What emotions, what thoughts ran through your mind at that moment?
First, it was anger, and then the fear set in. Like, I posted about it right away on Facebook, and then it became fear. The words that, like, stuck in my mind and still stick in my mind is, like, I can make things really hard for you. And so I'm like, what does it even mean? Like, what the heck? And so, like, everything I'm working for, like, or owning my first house, like, and I still think about it. When I'm cutting my grass every week, I still think about, let me make sure it's nice and tidy, you know, and it sucks to feel that way. After a long day of teaching, going home to a house that, you know, people around you could feel some sort of way about you. And I don't think that is true. Like, I don't think the neighbors really got together and said, oh, I think they're dealing drugs. I think she fabricated that part to kind of have leverage. But it's still in the back of my mind when I go on run, I'm still, like, head down, looking straight, like, straight ahead. Like, I'm not making eye contact with anyone. So it sucks to feel that way in my own, like, home, you know?
And when she says, I can make things hard for you, in your mind, what specifically does that mean?
In my mind, she's going to call the cops. She's going to call the cops and say, look, this person is against town and normal ordinance. He has all these people living under his home, which is ultimately why I had to downsize in roommates. A lot of them had plans to move away anyways. It was always in the back of my mind, like, well, eventually I have to live alone, because even though I can't afford to right now, she could have that for a reason to call the police. And it's not like I'm afraid of normal police. My best friend is a police officer of normal police, but I still knew what those words meant. Pretty much she was saying, if I don't want you in this neighborhood, I can make it so. So I'm like, okay, great. So now what do I do?
What mental and emotional impact does this have on you? The impact that it has on your mental health, having these thoughts racing through your mind about how to present yourself in any situation?
I don't know. Like, I don't even think I could begin to unpack that. And I think that's the point of trauma. Like, you don't know until you, like, talk to someone. You're, like, the first person I've talked to about, like, even feeling the emotional side of things, because it's just, like, something that I've grown accustomed to. Like, I've always been, like, the only black person in all the things I do. And I always thought, huh, that's weird. And it wasn't until, like, recently where I started thinking, what are systematic things that are preventing other people of color to do the things that I'm doing?
Brandon Thornton is a math teacher at Bloomington High School and a student at Illinois State University. He talked with student reporter Darnisha Mitchell for the WGLT series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. Find a lot more of this conversation and all of the interviews in this series at WGLT.org.